Simcha Pedalad. The idea of Shidim Akam, the get to Brach Hachorino. In Korpus Indian, in the Porsche Mishnah, Isha Akhla Sama 8, and they forgot to bench in the Smokhim. Beshamah says, Yabi Chayslam Kaimai. Avim, Beisol says, can make a Brach where you are right now. The Gemara goes on, at the end of the parak, Rael Zvom, to explain what does that mean. It says, the whole time Akhlik is Daka by a case of Shokach. Have a case of Mazid. Words of Mishnah are Mazid either by Kirasari or the case of a Bracha. The loch is, you have to go back. Then the Gemara brings down the Maisa up to Talmidim. One did like a case of a Shogig, but one still back like Meshamai, the Zeicha to a golden purse. Manash Enkin, one was the case of a Mazid, and one like Mais Hillel, and then I re ate him, line ate him. So in the story of the two different Talmidim, they point out two things. One is the fact that I re ate him, they bring down based upon the Mukubalim, that Uri walks in. So based upon the Mukubalim, say for Zechira, so Yeshua is being down, that someone who's not to Bech the Mosin with Mukhaimai, Eina Bala Kfura. You do not to Bech the Mosin in its place, now Zech Kfura, and they point out, the person is Ochel Bari. The one point out, Meshmus Kuchan Nefesh, Simulam Lechest. They first see the idea over here, how stark this Indian, you have to bench Bim Mukhaimai. People seem to be very lax about this Indian. The idea that someone like Shammai B'Shegir, who's Zechel to a golden purse, effectively showing them, the Maestro, we know the Sugya, I think it's the Yidua, the Mar Brokers, and the Afiud over there in the Mishnah, and how to do Kriyashma, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Gemara brings down that Rav Tarfon did like Beis Shammai. And the Gemara says, Mishchai ben Afshoi. He didn't lie down, he should not have done that. Mishchai ben Afshoi. We go like Beis Shammai. Here we have a Talmud who did like Beis Shammai, and was Zechel to a golden purse. The Chor is a little bit of a Baya, a person who's not going like Beis Shammai. So Taisha wants to say, build upon this as a Raya. He passed like Beis Shammai. Maisa Ben Yonah says over here that even according to Beis Hillel, still it's Meshubach to go back. That means by the case of Kriya Shema, you should not lie down if your two is not that way. Masha Enkin over here, even Beis Hillel agrees with Meshubach to go back in the case of a Shogeg. You don't have to go back, but Meshubach to go back. That means it comes out. We have two levels over here. We have a Shogeg and we have a Mazid. A Shogeg, everyone agrees you should go back. Beis Hillel says you can do it here. Masha Enkin Beis Shammai says you have to go back. Beis Hillel agrees you should go back. In the case of a Mazid, then everyone agrees you have to go back. The Gemara goes on further, and brings down the Maisa, Rabba Bar Chanan, traveling with the caravan, he forgot the bench. To go back, the other will tell him, bench over here. So he told him, I left behind in my house a golden dove. Fine, golden dove, something gold. So they go back to your house, he goes to go bench, and he sees he has a golden dove. Fine, very nice, and nice happened, and that's where you go. The Gemara goes on explaining why exactly that's so, golden dove, because just like Yoino, it's Marcellus with a canifera with its wings, who did Kleisel to be Marcellus, get saved with its mitzvahs. This is his protection over here. The obvious question is, there's a pasuk in the Torah, Mishpatim, called Midvash Sheker Tirchok. You're not allowed to lie. He said going back for a golden dove. And this happened. Very nice. But Pashas is going back to bench. How can you go do that? So there is a Ben Ishchai, and there's a Ben Yodah on the Sugyo, and there's a Chido also on the Sugyo Pesachanayim. They try to explain how it's not a case of Sheker. I'm not clear how that's so. Rushut Avimori. How can it be so that it's not a case of Sheker? It's me read the first Taz, but also Sukkon Aleph. His words are very clear. It's Mila Sheker. Except since you're Muchach B'Chayz L'Mukayimai, you have a right to go do that. Building upon this as a place came a clown on the hill of Sheker, an MS. There's a Chaim Pelagi, a Seba Chovetz Chaim. He writes, do a mitzvah ketikuna. The loch is, do you not change your words? Do you not change your words? Kedua, we know the loch negated Sneas, you can change your words. Negate the Sugyo Shalom, you can change your words. Negate the Sugyo Pusha, you can change your words. Also, negate that doing a mitzvah kitikuna, you can change your words. There's a Sefer Arch Bisharim called the Shulchan Arch, the Midas. Sefer Amidas, he points out that even for a mitzvah derabbanan, which in this case going back to Mekoyim is mitzvah derabbanan, do a tikikuna, you have a right to change your words over here. He does say, obviously, it's better doing a case, could be understood two ways. That means every time you can meshakim, it's not either Bush or Sneas or Gedaimo. It's always better to do it in a way that you can communicate two different options, what they call a white lie. Even for example, they say, oh, well, let's say a person asks you where you daven this morning. The person has no skills to know where you exactly daven. You say you daven by the kaisel. Now he thinks it means the kaisel, and you mean, yeah, the kaisel. There's still two ways over here. They say, oh, well, the geta, about shiva. No, the guy's embarrassed. Where did you learn when you're younger? So you say, mere yeshiva. Well, mere means my own yeshiva. But the guy thinks it means mere yeshiva. Right, there are always, when you have a choice, how to go say over. And that, that's if you look in the Chidol over here, the Manishchai over here, they explain over here how exactly it's understood two ways. The idea of a golden yoinah means the case, it means mitzvahs. It's understood two ways. They thought it meant a real yoinah. And he meant, no, I meant the idea of mitzvahs over here. Sukkah, Saif, fine. So it's a white lie, and if you write a lie, mitzvah, Sukkah, do the mitzvah, kitikuna. The Sukkah, Saif, can ask a question in general. Why? Sukkah, Saif, Torah says, mitzvah, sheker, terchok. It's a question of Kolius. It says you can change your words. Masechta Puri Neshbizo. When Yivama says Shalom, why? I mean, it's brought on a lochem very clear in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, whether it's in the Chosh Mishpat, when the Meskim is equipped in the Bav Marachayim. You change your word in a bunch of cases. The symbol they say, the simon they say, is Emes. Allow change your word for Emes. Achila Mishnah Tashmish. That's what Shaiva says a Kliyakar. Emes. Allow change your words over here. So, back among the Mahalchim, among the places, the two definitions, how to define when a person allowed to change his words and why that's so. I have a pasuk over here. One is this Yat Yosef bringing from Amos Sigi over here. He wants to tell you where's the Makar? Pasuk Mishpatim. Let's be the pasuk. The pasuk starts off before in Leisata Mishpat Avirinach Abriho. Then goes on Midrash Sheket Terchok. Noki Vitzadik Al Tarog. Kiloy Astik Rosho. Where's the pasuk discussing? President. This in the Torah of Lai is in Bezdin. Outside Bezdin, where's the Ma'amokrim? Where's the Makar? Says the Yavli Yosef, who led you Avon Umidus Chasidus? That's before the Goyish Yisag, the Pirish on the Yisag, he brings down what Taino, and what's right is, there's no Issam of Torah, I mean, only in Bezdin. Outside of Bezdin, it's the Avon or maybe Umidus Chasidus. What? Yeah. And he wants to say it's Pshat, and obviously I'm not over there, by Beisil, by Shammai, by Kanlov Chasudo. He wants to say, how can this change your words? You want to praise the Kal, Shalom, very nice. But you change it, it's not true. Why? It's only inside Bezin, and Kal, by Kal, it's not inside Bezin. Therefore, they want to say, that's why, but we have cases of Shalom, and Anova, and Sneas, and Busha, and Purim, and Hefzid, and Tirf, and Chesed, all these cases. Why do you have Bonon? Chazal did not say it in all these cases of also, when doing a mitzvah to Kudai. The Yat Yosef is coming from Alan Sigur. Yeah, no, son, the Rav Rashi right now. Rav Yosef. The Rav Rashi right now. Yeah. He has a unsafe keyword over A. Unsafe. A Goyish Sag, which is before the war already. And that's a little kind of Goyish Sag. Rukul Fushal Perlau. And Be'etzem, Kanfiyaskim, has a list of Rishonim, but there's no Isser, only inside Bezdin. He quotes the Rambam that way, he quotes the Ben Yonah that way. There's a bunch of Rishonim. That's Muchach, there's only a case inside Bezdin. Now, the interesting Chavetz Chaim, 17, Lavin, 13, Asayin, and 3, 4, Aruim over here. And then Seyu Gimel, he says, as someone speaks Losh Noro, which is quoted outside Bezdin, is over Isser of Daraisa when he says it, B'Sheker, or Midrash Sheker Terechok. And he writes over there, L'chol HaDeis. All the Deis hold, when you say Losh Noro B'Sheker, you're over the Daraisa of Midrash Sheker Terechok. If you want Pichs Avom in Ksubas Tav Yitzayim, others ask, but it's not true, it's not called this. They have a list of Rishonim against him. But with myself, we have a one Malach to answer how the certain cases over here that is, you're allowed to change your words. Again, we have numerous commands that you're allowed to change your words. And when you do change your words, it's always better be a case of a white lie. That's understood two ways. Why? Because the whole time it says, Dafka, Drabon, Umis Chasidis, but not Deraiso. On the Tzad is Deraiso. Arisham say Deraiso, Chavetz Chaim said the Choladeis that way. How do you answer? There's a second mouth among the Achroinim that people usually understand the word Emes and Sheker, meaning technically Emes and technically Sheker. However, the way the Gdon want to explain it, it means Emes is something that's Toiv. And Sheker means something that is Ra. I'm not sure they say, oh, just in to the Shabbos Eisen. One time during the Holocaust, there was a priest hiding Jews inside a cloister, and they knocked at the door, the Roman, the Germans, and asked, the Maestro, do you have any Jews hiding? And I said, I never said a lie in my life, and here are the Jews. In the Chol Sheker, Gadol Mizeh. Is it MS? That's Ra. That's Pasha Ra. That's Rishis. That's wrong over here. And Betzem, there's a morale. The Pasha Rachi, he likes to say it over here. That says, Rosh Hashem, by Ketzer Yaakov Vino, he says, that's the idea of it. MS is Toyiv. Ra, that's Sheker. And our newest Moses from say, Aloch, the Meister, this Malach over here, I'll put on the sheets where it's coming from. The Meister is very clear that a concept, the idea is what's Rosh Hashem, what is good, what Hashem wants over here. Hashem wants people to be a Tznuah. People be an honor. He wants shalom over here. That's good. Good is true. Well, something is bad over here. Do not want people to be a balgaiv over here. Do not want people to have a son of sneers over here, a baya bush of not doing a mitzvah. That's right over here. That's sheker. And therefore, the way how the Rabbi Rachonim changes words over here, at least in the case of Eis Ampe, because that's what's in Hashem. That's a good thing and the correct thing to go do over here. Again, Maisa comes out. That we have machlokes over here, Beisil, Beishamai, to be chosen to come over the case of Shoyim Yonat. How do we paskin? So Tosis wants to point out from the mice over here that we are paskin to Beishamai. The fact that this Talmud over here went back and got a golden dove. And therefore, Lalocha, the Bahag, and the Rosh, and the Torah paskin like Beishamai. The person by case of Shoyim has to go back. Asal Hashani, the Rambam, he has a cloud Beisil, verse Beishamai, he paskin like Beisil. And therefore, the halacha ma'aseh paskins, you do not go back. Paskin like Beis Hillel. One machlokes. A second machlokes, what comes after this, says the Torah, Machaber, Beis Yosef, is by the case of a mezid. Even by mezid agrees, you have to go back. But let's say you do not go back. Are you yitzhak b'dieved? According to the Rosh, you said you have to go back by the case of a shogeg. By mezid, you have to go back, and if you do not go back, even b'dieved is not yitzhak. And you have to go back and bench again. I got me benched. According to the Rosh, the Rambam, who holds a Paschal Beis Hillel, Shuba, maybe you have to go back. You don't go back, but ever you are Yitzhak. You come on two separate machlokes. One is what's Lachna get to Shogig Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Do you have to go back or not? Shuba go back, but you have to go back or not? That's one question. And it comes out a second machlokes, amazing. If you do not go back, what's Lachna the case of Bidi Evid? Lachna Meisel. The way I have the Mishibur Paschal, go like him, coming from the Graz and the Taz over here. That is very clear. Now again, we have to go three things over here. Mezid, we go back. Aleph. Shogeg, the loch is a person also goes back with chlishes for the Rosh Hashito, like Beis Shammai. However, b'shasat chak with some of the Rabbam Shito. That means, again, we're being chlishes. We're not paskening. We're chlishes for the Rosh, Beis Shammai, to go back. And when we get the loch of b'shasat chak, the same of the Rabbam Shito. Number three comes out, and again, to be the yed b'mezid. The same halacha. We go back. We have to go back. Ma'aseh, don't go back. B'di'evid, and you bench over here. B'mezid, then we semech upon the Rambam Shito, and you eat over here, and not to go back. Also, box lahokol. So it comes out we are chayshus for Beis Shammai, but in the two machloekesin, b'shas and chakum b'mezid, the ma'aseh will be mekel. Shogeg, b'shas and chak, or by case of mezid b'di'evid. Mezid b'dieved, two times we send upon Rambam Shito. Halacha, practically, a person leaves it, Mokum, he goes somewhere else. He ate over here, he forgot, he went somewhere else. When does he go back, when does he not go back? Comes out, Betzim, there are three times the person does not have to go back. One time he's not to go back, when it's not a case of pass, something that's not Chazer, that's be Halacha and Sev Gimel. We'll have to get that with the Klolomar. That the only thing you have to go back for are things that are chayzer, brachim, and kaimum, not other things. It's one time. The second time is when you go somewhere else and that place is called your makom. We'll define what that means. We'll define what that means when it calls your makom. We'll have five different ways of defining your makom, gami not in your makom. The third time, b'shas etchak. B'shem chalim rabam, against the Rosh. Not to explain, go through all three times, not to go back. Number one, the case of Chayzim and Koyim with Dafka, things that you have to go back for past, that will get some Gimel will get to. The second thing, Nikum and Koyim, the four of the five levels over here. One is, a person might say, ate to one pino, one corner of the room. Now he's thinking in the other corner of the room. Does he have to go back? It says the Mishrua, it's called Al, the Sharetzi, and he says also, the Chathila, you do not have to go back. You don't have to. Now, why do people go back to their seat within the Alam Samakor? Mishrua said, the Chathila, you don't have to. What's the
question? Let's see outside.
But we can get to that. I said, Pina Lapina, it's the five levels, just for you. Fine, that's number one. Number two, Mecheder Lecheder. And you see the Cheder. What's the law in that case?
Mishnah Berurah says if there's a meniyah, you should go back. Unless there's a meniyah, you should go back to the first cheder you came from.
What's the cheder?
To go from one room to different room.
In the same room.
The same building. I've been by Slavai. And you can't see. The door's open, I can see. Go back to the room that you came from. If you can't, you can bench where you are. A third level, let's say Mechel Cheder, and you cannot see where you are, but you had a case of Das. Well, after that, you had a case of Das. In that case also, but she was said, B'shas Adchak, after a person will not have to the mice to go back. Means again, both times it comes out, Mechel Cheder, where the case of Das, or the case of where you should go back, unless something is blocking you. Bavi's question is, Yulon Kofayin Chas. Kofayin Chas says, Alok is Mechel Cheder. Bishop of Paskins, where this case of Das, but the case of Ria, the mice is enough Mechel Cheder. Said Lachatchila, no problem. Yet, when you get to benching, he says, you have Das, or Ria, he says, yeah, go back. If you're stuck, you don't go back. What happened? Luchor is a little bit of a stereo. So the way Luchor comes out as Cheshman and Svarshba is we saw already the Bialoch and some Kofayin Ches, we bring down Maram Chalavo, Talmud the Rashba, and it's closest as a chib between the case of the Kitchen Mokum Sudo. Where's the idea of Shina Mokum to get to Brochus? He says over, they have to realize that Mechel Cheder is more like a no man's land. The Loch Negev to Kitchen Mokum Sudo, you have to be in its Mokum. Negev to Shina Mokum, you have to be Oikim Mokumai. Mechel Cheder is not Oikim Mokumai, but it's not its Mokum. Negev to Kitchen Mokum Sudo, it's not its Mokum. You have to go back. Oikim Mokumai, it's not. So Batsim, where are you? You're in a different room. That's really a no man's land. So Vada, you should go back. Because it's not out of your place, but it's not in your place. So go back to your cheder. If you can't go back, something's in Manil over here. Rishasad Chak, fine, you're not out of his place. It's not a Shinim Mokum. But to bench in a place that's not Batsim, your Mokum, you start this, Lechad Chila, go back. Let's go to Lumdis over here.
So a practical case, if you wash and start eating, so you can't have a bench in the kitchen.
Well, unless we get to a loch of eating pas in the second place. So
if you didn't know, if you made an apple, you start eating not pas.
Right.
Anything, a shako, dates, and so on and so forth. The mopesa, the garden, and you go up to the kitchen and you continue eating, then you can have bait.
So by fruits, you don't have to go back in general. Well, my pass, you have to go back.
I can never face that.
We'll get to it. Fine, so that's the, again, so we went Pino and Pino, Mechel Cheder when you're real, Mechel Cheder by case of Das, a fourth level, case of Daldam is basically outside, you're in, let's say, certain parks, you got Sakura, no gate around it, certain parks have gates around it, let's say the case has no gate around it. Not Mechel Mechitzes. You have to then bench within Daldam is. Now, I think you can argue the point, if let's say you spread out a blanket on the floor, and you have a big blanket, you have a large mishpacha, you have 10, 15 people over there, which I've done. So you sit down over there, and now do your mamash have to go back to your Dindal Damas, you can argue the point stark that that blanket is your mokum over here. Or you put the two picnic tables together, and you're sitting on one side, other side, you can argue stark that is your mokum over here. Again, you can say, no, let's read the words of Mishmul, let's be tactical over here. But I think a blanket is your mokum. And with the Dalai Lama's blanket. Also, you can tell you the point over here is, but my so issue with celebrating Yapi within Dalai Lama's. The fifth thing is called Mekoy Mai, is eating in the second area. That's called Yom Mokum where you eat. I mean, Yapi in Mekoy Mai, no, not to be Chazer. Again, we have a case in Dalai Lama's, Mechel Cheder, Pino Lepino, the case over here of eating in the second Mokum, Sipes. That's what to get, Sipes, what to find, and why that's so. Now, the third level of when a person has to go back is Mishmur B'Shas Adchak. An obvious question is, what defines B'Shas Adchak? So, of course, us in the Chaburah, we walk to five different Gedolim, and there's one same exact question over here. You're at home, you're washed, you've got the bench, you got to Yeshiva over here, and now the question is, you have to go back to Arhov, you go back to Sneju Chavit, or you have Seder, Talmud Torah, Bittel Torah, for you to be asked every Gedol. Number two, does it make a difference if you have a chavrusa or not? A double question. So when we wrote this question to Chaim Kanievsky, he says, you have to go back. Yeshiva? I know. What's the difference? Shas et chak? We learn Torah, why? Maybe they? Maisa. Mitzvahs. The Maisa, go back. If you miss Kedah Ichol, obviously you don't go back. Posh. 40 minutes.
And then in bags.
Yeah, she's not going to last. That's how much you eat. We'll have to get this year. Sir, Lazar. That's who wrote back to us. I have the Xaviyah, I can show it to you. We wrote this question to the Shmir Shabbat Kachosai and the Nemetzel. And they say the loch is, Tam Turkey Kulam. So there we are. Now the Yashua, he wrote back to us. Well, about the mitzvahs, Tarbe de Mitzvah. But besides the Cheshbon de Chavrusso, but the Chavrusso not. If you're Chavrusso Mavakal, then you stay. Now you go back. Lucius Yashua wrote back to us. The loch of Eimur Kainan, he says further, so I can't say what he says. The loch of Eimur Kainan, I ain't sure what he says. So Maya said, we had different choices and an argument of exactly what you're going to do, what the thought is Shabbat Chag. Now I just think, at least the Musa Shabbat, is that the Eilim is very lax what the definition of Shabbat Chag. They're 2 minutes away from the house, I can't go back. 2 minutes. I said Maldaf or Arzai or Hanov, and you have to take a bus and travel this while back and forth. Yeah. Guys are like, took 2 feet out of the house, oh, I can't go back. Shabbat Chag. No, they're 2 minutes away. Then I'm about to go back. That's bullshit. Otherwise, you can argue point you have Mason over here. How can I go back? You have a key over here. What's going on over here? Another example. It is, but still, that's where I think you go to. I'm not sure. They're saying Avada, even the time of benching in the Yomokim we came to, Avada was Shubach to go back. Of course, you have to go back or not. Even Beis Hill agrees with Shubach to go back. That's what many of this says. Another example, Tefillah Betzibah, there's a Chaim Kanievsky. If you go back, you miss the Dan Betzibah. So Chaim says, you go back. Another example that we had in Mishnah Berurah, in Sifat Kuf Tzad Gimel. It's brought down, we have 3 different groups, 9 people. One came from one group, one to another group, one to another group, and they did not bend to the place where they came from. You have 3 together. The question over here is, these 3 over here, the lochid that can make a Zeman over here. They came from Mokhul, that was Mokhul and Zeman. Back to Mishnah Berurah, you have to go back to them, each one. So, being down on Machalik is my Mordechai versus Magavram, it's what happens if you go back? You lose your Zimun. So, what's better, to go back to Mkoimai or to lose your Zimun? On that Mishnah Berurah, this first test, one time, it's better to get a Zimun than to lose your, than to go back. That's not going to get a Shasat Chak, to lose your Zimun. That's a Shasat Chak. And that he has machlokes for. That he wants to pass like the my Mordechai not like the Mogar from.
Is that according to the Shabura then the first Shiloh asking that
he
don't go
up to that town? That's Talmud Torah. Torah is made a mitzvah. And here's Zimun. Zimun's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You're saying the mitzvah? What? Tefillah Betzibah, you have to know how much the chiv over here is. Because Zimun, you have a chiv. And Tefillah Betzibah is also a chiv l'shtatel. You have to try.
Because
everyone knows this. All the B'nai Torah know that the struggle is, you have to find what we mean by Tefillah Betzibah, and maybe not. Fine. But again, the Yisrael Shavuot, people are lax. That's clear. Some of them maybe are shugging, some of them maybe can argue that they will get the maze that we are. But yeah, it's a strong point. We paskin Beishamah, Chosh Beishamah. When you put a maze on, you should go back over here. And therefore, it's something to somebody speak out, be clear, Dalotas. And really, the Chachim should go back. And one thing I've learned, if you send a person back, going 20 minutes back, they seem to not forget. So one of the things that you, if you tell them, don't send them back, they seem to always forget. It's like my kids want to know, the milk is shalashudas. So the Lach can argue, it's very stark, the Lach is shalashudas, and my sister's mutter. But I've learned, if I tell them it's mutter, they always don't know the time by the second meal, what time they finished. But once I start telling them they can't have milk and ice cream, but they always know what time to count their, they know when they stop eating fleshings. Always know. They know exactly when they stop the children, they know exactly when. So sometimes, you know, you have to mezaris yourself into keeping this halacha. And if you go back for 20 minutes and a half hour, you won't forget the next time. What?
Like forgetting your anniversary.
Yeah. You one time you learned. Yeah. Don't even do that one time. Right, exactly. It sounds like you learned. But now we have the law of the level going back again. One is what's called Mekoimai. One of the cases of called Mekoimai is that if you eat in the second place, that means we have Rebbeinu Peretz, what they call the Goyse Smak. That means you ever open up a smak, there's a smak on top of Rishon, and on the bottom there are footnotes, which is another Rishon. Rebbeinu Peretz. You know, for Kamo, Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, called that Goyse Smak. He comes along and says, if you eat in the second place pass, there's also Mekaymai. Just like Pinah Mekaymai, Mechila Chedis Mekaymai B'Shat Lechach, and he passes second place also in the category of Mekaymai. Now, let's say he passed in the second place. Is there a Maila to go back to the first place? I have an option. I can pass or go back home. Is there a Maila? So there's a...
Without
us. So the Maisa, there's a Sharet Tzin, a Kuf Ayin Ches. It's called Mam Dalet. He brings down, that's a great smack. The smack seems to learn the Sugyo. The idea of the Kviya Kama Hodar does not mean that when he passes the second place, the loch is, this is your Mokum. It means you have to go back to your first place. And therefore, Mishmur says, it's always better to go back. It's better. That means, again, we pass with Beinu Peretz. They can eat past the second place, but there's only a mile to go back to the first place. This is a mile.
Well, they didn't make it tonight,
right? Or make it tonight, journal. I think they will not make it. Then the time would pass for the work. I'm assuming so. Now, the shadow is, what is the lumpus behind it with the Nachmina too? But I said, in the first place. I come along with in the second place. I said, my first place. So the Chakir, the building upon the grass discussing is he said with Mechir Birch Ramazan when I ate my first Kazai said Mechir Birch Ramazan. Well, now when I finished eating I'm Mechir Birch Ramazan, I finished that thing, I finished Baruch, everything I ate. Says the grass over here, the Chiyav of Yomokim is Mechir Birch Ramazan is when I'm finished now the thing, I finished Baruch. So Be'etzim, what is your place is where you finished. They point out L'chor was enough Kamina. Let's say you ate place Aleph Pas in the second place pass. Now I go back to the first place. Do I have to eat again pass? Because the whole you said over here is that where I finish eating my pass, that's my mokum over here. I finish the second place. Now I can go back to the first place, get my lot bench there. So they say I'll be the lumpus of the grass. You have to eat pass back now in the first place. The Orko Shulchan writes. What?
And I shouldn't have to go back.
No, I did. Did I say should? I did. I did. Went back. Then I should go back. I went back to the first place without having. I went back. I ate here. I went to my neighbor, ate past there. I go back to my house. Yeah. And I want a bench. Yeah. Right? People go to visit their neighbors, they go back to the first house. No, we'll get that also. 2 points. One, again, I eat on Shabbos by me. My neighbor comes over, let's sing some songs together. I have a neighbor like that, like singing songs. I like, oh, my kids, something to go. Fine. So you come over, you find eat some pasta here. Now I go back to your own house to go bench. Up in the grass, before you have to pass again. And the Maisa, if you read Archa Shulchan, he says that. When he's finishing off the pass, he writes, Archa Shulchan says, you have to pass again. And best in the Shaar Tzin, when he says the order to do the halacha like this smack, like the Goyse smack, he says, Gulachim Koymoi, Ula Echel Shom Oid. Says the Mishibura, to go back to get the mile of the smack, he says, eat in this first place again, all over again. And therefore, B'chaim Knievsky says, the Lord to him, you have to eat in the first place again. Now I see in the Shur of Rashi, the Eskish Parshat, he said, no, the first place is Yimachim, the second place is Yimachim, you go back, you're not to eat again. I, the Shaar Tzion, he said, the Shaar Tzion is Lav Dafko. Okay. Shaar Tzion is Lav Dafko. But nice, it sounds like in the place, can we repeat the lumpus of the Graz? The Lochid, you have to go back to first place and eat pass again.
Someone hears
the
Beish and said something like that,
if they're going
to go back?
It's interesting, he brought it down, that's a good point. That's why if you look two Sumam together, it's very good.
The Shaar
Tzion
bringing down the
Shaar Tzion bringing down the smack itself. The smack is us. Right? It's a good point, but he says it. He says, well, luckily you don't have to. It's cool, you don't have to. It's other. He says that. You want to argue with him? Now, when he goes to eat in the second place, what does he have to go eat? What? Is it enough paparois? Is it enough case of kislin? Pass with kislin? When you have to eat dafka case of pass? So the Mishmur brings down the Prima Godin that he's mitzadin, that dafka the case of pas. It's not good to have a case of cake or paparois, the maitha, that's not enough over here. And the Svar Shibai is that what is the mechayiv of Birch Samozin? Pas. If so, a piligraz, you have to eat in the second place, pas, where the chiv is. The chu in the second case, yeah, the second mokum, you have to have pas. Now, once you have to have pas in the second mokum, how much pas do you have to have? Do you have to have a share kezayis, each one onto his own? Or is a share mashu's enough? So the Behitim on the page brings down the lochaktanis that says a locha is you need kezayis. the Yad Aaron, the Prima Gadim Gzam, the Gezayas, the Maim Mordechai, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Chazalofim, those one tiny Gezayas. Atzal Hasheni, myself, if you read the Mok Avram, that's before in the Shia Kedas Gedol, that's from Chamudis, it's a Shia Mashu, Gali Rabo, Chayodom, the Graz, the words of the Shavua, it's Roiv Achrenim, say the Lofol here, the case of Mashu, Rosh Hashochim, Tildov, the Mashu. Now he says, Roiv Achrenim, before he gets them locked him, myself, I'm not sure why it's Roiv Achrenim, I have 10 verse 9 from the Mishavua beforehand, myself, see the Pesach Yeshuvas himself points out, Chod Machlok Yashokal among the Svarm, what to go to, and therefore he left as a Sophic, is Shia Mashu, or Shia is a case of Kazayas. I mean, Be'etzim Yah Machlok Yashav Yagdalim, what to go to? When he passes second place, how much to go eat? Mishavua, and the Vadi Yeshuv in Lisbach, the Mishavua, the Shia is a Mashu. Of course, but those are saying that Shia is Kazayas, and Yeshuvah Mashu Machma, a case of a Kazayas.
What's the Shia
Mashu? Chod the Shia of Mashu is, Be'etzim, to bench, is you have to have pass with a Shia of a Gezayas. That's a loch and shiur loch. But the Mechayiv is pass. I have the Mechayiv, the shiur I say totally. So the lumdus over here is that the only such shiurim I don't have, but myself I ate totally together the shiur, the pass is a Mechayiv etzim. Asad Hashani, those say shiur Gezayas, you have to pass the Gezayas. That's the argument over here. That means myself comes out that first a person when he eats, he has to eat in the Mokum. Where he benches over here. Where he eats, he has to bench over here. However, he goes to second place. If he eats in the second place, Lachas can bench to second base, number one. Number two, it's better to go back to the first place, number two. Number three, when he eats in the second place, he has to eat pass. And number four, when he eats in the second place, pass, the Lachas in Mashu, and the Yishmael says that the idea is that he calls you. She is a Zayas. Be practical, take two cases. Very practical. A lot of times, the people, especially in Shabbos, they have, make sure everyone's in the house. They tell the neighbor, no, we are 9 men, 8 men. You come in your house, come over benching. Benching. So finally, my sister person comes over, share of office. And Sarif, we know the lock and the gate there, Z1. This is, we pass it. Fine. Pass. We hold everything, even Zainus, even Yuakas, even anything we hold, my sister to the Z1, to Mr. Sarif. But can the person that bench in the second person's house? He comes over, share of office. He'll have a bench there. Why? It's on himself, not it's on Z1. He can be going to Z1. But can he bench in the second person's house? Why? The Goyis of Beinu Peretz says, Machabes says, yet he has. He can eat in the second house, but what to eat? People, what happen? They go over to Shere Brachas, they get to dessert. They drink something.
Without pass.
They point out, and I heard Berkowitz, we asked him, so if anyone does that, they're making a mistake.
The bench?
Bench. You can't bench in the second person's house. Because you have to have pass in the second person's house.
What's the argument that you should be able to bench?
What's the argument? That's what everyone does. The Zeman works.
He's in the middle of a meal.
He washes over. What happens in Shabbos, I have a meal and they have a meal. They have shared breakfast. I not bench, I walk over. I answer them and I bench them usually.
But you have a meal.
I had a meal. I had a meal before.
You didn't bench
it. I did not drag. I did not bench, I go over to my neighbor. So one point is, the court to bench there, unless you have pass. Mashu, and a mile of having Kazayas. That's one enough to me know. A second enough to me know.
Is that... The opportunity this year was a cake that you would have to wash and bench on?
If you had the shear of cake washing and benching, then yeah, you could say that's the definitely category of eating pass.
Pass.
Mishmur says no, right? Mishmur has been silent for people or not. What can I say?
The same building
in
Yadav.
If it's Chedel Chedel, you could argue, I think we came out more with bias than bias. That's what I think. A second afkamino, there's something called Erev Pesach L'Chalon Shabbos. Happened recently, and you can, what do the Olim do? Right? People start eating outside, the whole house is Pesach, I think. Especially if you have children, you're not going to have the meal inside. So what do? You wash outside, usually have a case of pita, those are all over the place. And then they come inside to have the finish off the meal. And the meal is everything is Pesach dik. Now it comes to the Zman of benching. Best thing you be Shana Mokum, whether it's the case of the one from Mama Pesach to your house, it's been Baisal. Whether it's Mama Pesach to your house, it can be Nichol Gedim Mechedel Cheder. Still, Mishavua says go back to the Chachilah. Whether it's the case we're eating outside meaning you go to these places, let's say hotels, or let's say someone promised you to have your kitchen ready for Pesach this year, and 100%, if not, promising you can finish the construction. A few days before Pesach, you had no kitchen, and then you're trying to find a place to go, and end up going to a girls' school for Pesach. And therefore, the place to go for this girls' school over here, the other 100 families, happened to me. So, they promised and guaranteed and guaranteed, and Pesach, 3 days before Pesach, we still don't have any kitchen. So the kids said, so we finally went to a girl complex, the other 100 from families over there, and how they have it. They have 100 families. So what they do, they wash outside. And Rav Vorkis is there, and a lot of Chashuma there, and they all eat outside pizza, and then they have a meal inside. That's outside. That's not even my cheder lecheder. My bias, levayas, outside to inside over here. Right, mamash outside. So the question is, when you get involved with the Tzad HaSilika Shulchan, why we discuss the Tzad HaSilika Shulchan, why it's not a baya? But the Ekeshal is Shina Mokam. When do we tell the Tzad benching? So that's in the Tshuva by Minchas Yitzchok and Chelik.
That's not called Bashaz HaTzchak.
So there's Bebayis Lebayis, there's none of the work Bashaz HaTzchak, only Mechid Lecheder works. That's Bebayis Lebayis. So what do you do? No, Bashaz HaTzchak will work with Mechid Lecheder. This is outside to inside. From your porch it might work. From outside doesn't work. Doesn't work. And the outside won't work.
Why would you put
Yeah. And maybe a portion you have that's not covered.
That's a rule.
No, you have to go back. If you go back. What?
What?
Peset is chedla chedla at chedla go back. Why don't you go back? Go back and bench. You're just chak. Go back and bench. So. Go back outside of bench in my peset. Go back outside of bench. Go back.
Finish the meal.
Yeah, I'll let you eat. I'm not saying stop. Eat.
No, eat.
Eat all your potatoes, meat, and chicken.
Outside. Right,
well,
that,
you
can do that.
So I said, Minchas Yitzchok has a tshuva and chelikov and shlomo zalman. And they come and discuss on this case of Pesach. He says, Eichlami inside everything Pesach, and then you go back outside and you eat another gzayis apas, and then bench. The question is, why go back and eat another gzayis apas? That's number one. So before they're discussing an option, what do you do? In the case, let's say at night or the first meal in the morning. It could be why they're saying to eat another gzayis apas outside. The guy not eat any pas inside, because my Mishmur says he's been saddened. The loch is dafka case of pas. By the tzaddis, the rockers, and other things, then where do you finish your meal?
Inside.
So there, so you should go back and outside and now eat again. Because you should really always where you bench, you should eat in the last place. Right, but you have to know why that's passed. Then it should be rockers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not clear why they said it for. I'm asking, it's oral, I'm not clear they write that. The maisa, a lot of times, that means usually the second meal, or if you only have one meal on the Shabbos morning, you don't have the option in the past. What are you going to do? So Master Yisrael Ben Ashur is Chonshani, Yisrael Berkowitz, says we had a halacha, and you have to go back. Master, you have to go back. So, Betzim, if you really analyze, really two options. That means I've done in the past, years ago, when we had the same issue over here, I remember 13 years ago, I do it, 14 years ago already, when it happened, I told my family we're eating outside. We go inside, and also I was in one of these hotel places, what we call hotel places. So the mice, I told my family to when you have take the pizza inside, I walk inside and chew inside, and therefore finish eating the last pizza inside. I asked the person in charge to announce that at least to the tzibur. They said, I can't announce that tzibur. That pizza inside, I'm about to eat inside. Fine. The mice, the best thing is, which I did this time, I went outside with my boys, we had a zimun, and we bench outside, side night, side of the day. And mice, there's a few other families did the same thing. There are a few other families.
Outside, but
I used to sit inside, and afterwards, after an hour, I went back outside. I sat down again with my mishpacha, all 10 of us, women in the chiyuv zimun, also everyone with us. We all got benches.
I did not eat.
And the Ashur said you don't have to, and the Berkowitz said you don't have to. You chayser. We never any pass inside. We went outside. You might not going outside.
What is the next step to that?
Another 3 years.
But you would have to eat one.
No, I'm going back to the original place. I'm going back to the original place. I'm Chayzum Kaimai. Chayzum Kaimai, let's go eat. Chayes on the Kaddish. Shratzin says only, I think, when only ate
the second.
Right. Chayes on the Kaddish. And therefore, the war mishbachas, why don't they announce that? Es mashkichim, why don't hotels do that? I don't know. It's a tell. Once again, you have 100 families, 95 of them. I guess one of the pleiskim, big pleiskim, what happened? Right. Do you do it?
No. That's a mamish.
Yeah, there was one of the rash, there was a rash bag there.
That's a standard
fine.
Outside.
Oh, I'm sorry? So basically, you have two options. Unless all other 95 families, what they did, that beat inside the mouth and went inside. Inside. I don't know. Inside. Those are the two H's over here. Fine. Siv Gimel is aloha. Again, we have three times you have to go back. Either a Nikum and Kaimai, that means whether it's Pinopino, Chelechader, or you ate the sacrifice. A second time is Mashas Chak, you try to find that time you have to keep Pidaimo. The third time is what? There's certain things you have to go back to this place. What is that? That's Siv Gimel. We spoke already as the Ramo sends you back to Lachas Siv Gimel and Chesed, that this Machlag is same Machlag is over there, and best there are three Shitas. Those say the Lachas applies even to Zayminim, that's Rashi, the Rashbam, that's the Rambam. Those say it only applies to the case of Minidoglan, that's the Rif, that's the Rosh, that's the Ran. And those are time that applies to only Pass, that's the Rashba, that's the Grace Maimis, according to Dr. Moshe. The Lachla Maisa, the way the Mishuvah seems to go, he seems to go like the Goin and the Taz, like the Shita and Soy. The loch over here is that we go back for a case of Taz, and also Lukatil go back for a case of Dogon. Maisa, not. However, the Malakdim seem to go more like the Mokavron, the Bach, the Chayodon. The Chosh for everything. The Chosh is for both Zayminim, like the case of Yayin, negate the Purim, negate the case of Dogon, and the Mosaicus over here, and negate the case of Taz. The other comes out, the person should go back for all these cases. And Maisa, if they did not go back, they did not make a brocha. That's how the swamps seem to go. They do have an interesting case over here. Let's make a svek out of it. Bira Dover. A case of a shugig. Do we go back or not? The Torah says, yeah, we're chleshish, says Mishmur. The Torah, we're going to pass quick by Shaman. Yom Beisal says, you don't have to go back. Dogen, do we have to go back? The Rajma says, no. Maisa, well, doesn't matter, you do go back. So when you ate Dogon, you have a mezainus. B'shegek. The look is, do you have to go back? Have a lot of times, you kick it home, you come over here. Do you tell a person, you're not shasta, go back home? Well, no, it's sex-sveko. Kuan the Rashba, Maisa, you don't go back. Kuan the Rambam, you don't go back. Sex-sveko, very simple. Says Aruch HaShulchan, don't go back. Sex-sveko. Maisa, they say, what?
What's
the two case of Dogon, Rashba says don't go back. The case of a Shogeg, so the Rambam, we don't go back. So usually, hopefully, guys are Shogeg. But usually, just Shogeg, you forgot. And the case of Mazinus, a lot of people have Mazinus, do you go back or not? Maisel, they have 3 points. First, people got to close the Svek-Sveko. He himself seems to say not the way. He wants a Taino. And the clone Svek-Sveko, the Gemara Pesachim, Dal it says, my Nafmina Lashaylei. Why would we make a Lasvekis if you can go Mavar very easily what happened over here? He says you still need to build upon that Sugya, just like Eshla Vure Bekal, look at that Svek-Sveko. If you Eshla Bechaze Bekal, it's not here for me to go back, also no Svek-Sveko. He took from Eshla Vure to the Lacha Shaboy. And therefore we can't go back, like in Agar, what the definition of Kal is. But Patech, he said Echanami, it's Svek-Sveko, Kal not Aleph. Second, our Chazal points out, Sveko, he's saying Svek-Sveko, read the Mokka Bob Sipkon Vog. Seem not to say that. Seem to say the loch even dogon the loch have to go back. And va'id number three, the Ben Ishchai or the Issim, he writes clearly go back. The Chaim Kadeshki asked three times this question. The Ma'aseh writes avad you go back in my case of dogon. And one time he writes and this is a tavel of bracha. You get a yoyin to the hava, get a golden dove. So you go back. It's kedai sometimes.
What about eating is
rabbi? Oh, that's not the eight. If you have that eight, so. Could you have eight?
Okay.
Oh, you want it? Could you have a?
Show you again.
No. Eat over here. Eat over here. That's the base.
Would it help? You have to design this in one place, and show some in another place.
I think so. Are you thinking they have das?
Yeah. By place. How do you design this? I mean, it's a place.
So the bracha friend worked by a bracha yeshayim.
Right. Make them both together.
Oh yeah. So yeah, the Mishnah says that in English test with the Eitzah. Yeah, that you can do Mitzar for two different ones. I think so. Maybe after that look up. But the Maisa again, so even my dog is an argument that there's a speculative. The Maisa, you got go, you know, maybe it's good to go back. Look, well, if you're looking argues, you can have to go back. Now, Siftal is a case where a person is Masupik and he said the Birch Samasan. And why is it over here for? We're discussing a person forgot and left. So here he forgot, he left. Basically, he forgot, there's no way he's holding. Right? So basically, the Hemshik over here, the case of forgetting. He does not know, did I bench or not bench? So what's the luck over here? So Betzim, this idea, we already have the Ikid Simon Rish test over there, and it comes out that there are different levels. Where the Mechaber said over here, first of all, by the case of some of the Birch Samasan, when a person ate Kidei Sviya, Shalav Daraisa, Vachal Tumis Avot Barachto, therefore some of the Daraisa, L'chumah Vad, you have to go bench all over again. Said the Mishavua, I, maybe the fourth Barach, not the way it's only Rabbonon, says, not the Zalzun, the Toivah Meitim, you bench all four Barachos all over again. That simple comes out, some of the Birch Samasan, by Sviya, we bench again.
Only four?
Four is a Chiyav, and everyone bench the whole thing, of course, bench the whole thing. Everyone wants Makosh, Barach. Now, a Pasha sounds like, let's say a person is subbing by the case of Ein Shalosh. What's the halacha? So it sounds like the halacha is Sovgal Bal Nekula. However, in Simon Reish Tess, over there, Mishavu brings down the list of Yishanim that has Machlokes, is Ein Shalosh, Din Rabban, or Din Deraiso. Points out that the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Torah Kolboi is the Gedder of a Deraiso. Therefore, the Mishavu says to be Choshish. Yeah, but therefore, Mishavu says, you have a Shalosh, you're missing a benching. So therefore, it says in Mishnah Brua, I think over there,
whether you benched or not, and if it's
a sofik, it's a sofik. So it's a shiloh. The Maaseh B'Shavuah says, and eat cake again, and then make the benching upon both of it. I think over there he says, give you a second option, being not cake, saying something else. Look at that Mishnah Brua over there.
Second place?
Oisamin,
he said.
Oisamin. Or is it two things? The Maisa comes out, that's number two. Number three is the case of Pasim Mekistan. Now, Pasim Mekistan, the age. So maybe cake is not good words. There's a cake of Mein Shalosh, let's make three levels over here. There's a case of Pas Kdei Sviya, there's a Mezaydis, let's say Lakshan Kdei Sviya, and there's a case of Pasim Mekistan Kdei Sviya. Pasim Mekistan Kdei Sviya, there's a Mishagur numerous times that writes that we bench a Pasim Mekistan cake Kdei Sviya. Why is that?
Well, you're suffering a little
bit. Does he make another brother? What's the shame? If you miss your class, yeah, not miss your class, no. Because you miss your class, yes. Now, by Pasa Mekisna, Mishavua says, why do you, by Savik, is a Chid Mechazer? So you have to realize, this is a cloud we said over a bunch of times. Pasa Mekisna, the Etzim is Pas. It is Pas. Except since we do not eat it, it has a pseudo. It's only either Bidak Klaus or Kinoch as deserved. Because Zal say, when it's not Kidei Sviya, it loses its chashivas, and if Medabonon will say, make it a bar of Mina Mezainas, and main cholish. But once you ate Kidei Sviya, it's pass. Pass, we bench. If you solve a pass from a Kisnan, you have to bench all over again. So it comes down to get the case of Sveikis, by pass, the loch is solved by Sviya, the right side, we bench all over. Pass from a Kisnan, solved by case of Sviya, we bench all over. By main cholish, by the case of a Tashul, by case of Lokshin, that's what the Mishmur says to be chashivas, if you can.
Now, Paris
or
Tasha,
not Paris or Tasha. That's what I just said. Right. I said that twice, actually.
If you have Sphere or not,
right? No, it won't make a difference.
And you have to make a new dress for the Shaina when you.
No, it will make a difference. Yeah, it will make a difference. It's not Kidei Sphere, but it's not Rabon, it's not the Raisa, it's not Khashash anymore. I'm saying all three by case of Kidei Sphere. Now, this is the gate to a man. The gate to a woman, by case of a sovereign, if they benched or not. So we raised that Simon could pay off. And Betsim Kiveg over here, and our Simon starts off this question, what Talof in the gate of Isha by the case of a sovereign? Is Isha maybe the old time benching is upon him? Maybe it's Deraisa. Even on the son is Deraisa, maybe she benched over here. Simon Kiveg, a klal is that anytime you have a Svek Svekel, and the Shalom is upon Deraisa, we'll make him. But on the side of Rabbon, it's more on the side of Deraisa, maybe she benched already. Maestro Mishibur could pay off as a listener. Place can we shun them? We can't. And then his maskon is that at least the Mishavua says those are some of the Shire found to bench all over again or in one place. He writes to be a locha lo yhifsin. That means that even though the Kiveg over here says you have a Sarek Sveko, then Kupay Vav, we spoke about numerous far as we can, like, come, why two bench over, which will come down, the Maisa lo yefsid. Obviously, if you have other issues, what to go do, list somebody else to go bench by Isha, should go list somebody else to go bench. A third case of a Slavic is the case of a Kotin. Will come down the gate to a case of a Kotin, you should say, Sabjah Malakula. Maisa is from saying not that way. The whole Yisrael of a Kotin is the Chanafim when they get older. When they get older, what's the luck of a case of a Slavic? Shalva Dereisa, Sabjah Dereisa Lachumro. So even though the Kotin right now is Jabonah, but the whole Yisrael is the Mechanach, first a Klan and Chinuch. Chinuch is not for now. Chinuch is for the future. That means you get kids to do things right now, they get upset, angry with it, they won't do it later on. That's the antithesis of Chinuch. That's not Chinuch, that's anti-Chinuch. Chinuch is for the future. That's the aleph beis of Chinuch. Therefore, a lot of times we do not get kids to do things right now, because what happens? They won't appreciate it, or say it nicely. And therefore, later on, they will not do it. So Chinuch is for later. That's what you see by benching. However, when he gets older, he'll have to bench all over again here also. So come down the gate to Sivdalit, we have three cases of Sveikis. The gate to man, the lady in the cotton. The gate to man, the looker by Selvik of a bench of the Raisa, Yechazer. The gate to Isha, the Shmuel says, like Yifsid. The gate to cotton, Maisa, Yechazer.
The
lady by man, she doesn't have a kid. You want to say,
even
my kids are Bechamos over here, yeah.
Yes, I'm
saying. Now, it's. Yeah. By Sifrei discusses, once it's causing the idea of benching, and let's say a person forgot, how long do you have this man that a person can bench? So the Mishnah writes before the beginning of Eilat Dvarim, Akadeshis Achla Mazun Shumayov, until the food gets digested inside the stomach. What does that mean? So the Gemara at the end of the parak of Eilat Dvarim makes down a machlokes of Yechon and Shlokesh. Rabbi Yechon says the Zman of a Shir Ichol is any time a closed man should arrive. You do not get hungry. Not hungry. That doesn't mean not hungry. So the Mishnah brings down, research to the Rambam, does not mean that you're starving. That's after 6 hours. It means when you start getting hungry, that's early, at least Shir Ichol. Then the Gemara brings down Rashlokish says, closed man, she's someone, Makas Achilosai. Rest of the Gemara, we have another Shlokish says, this man is Dalamilam, 4 mil. So it comes out the Gemara, it depends if you had Achilam Ruba or Achilam Muetes. If you ate your full, you won't share. Mash Enkein, you ate a little bit, it'll be another share. Now, first of all, what exactly does that mean? Then we'll go to Rabbi Yochanan, we pass it. That means we have, Rashlokas says that Gedir is Dalam Mil. How long is 1 mil? So this is Mavulcha in general, is it 18 minutes? Is it 22 and a half minutes? Is it 24 minutes? The Gedir of Shabbos is 72, 90, and 96. Maisa over here, the Meshavur, and the Aruch and the Gad, they pass it. The Gedir is 18 minutes. 4 mil is 72 minutes. I got a little bit of a steer of the Mishavur. Other times he goes to 22, 24. Fine. Over here, the Zman, the Peskim say, is 18 minutes. Therefore, the Zman is talking about, he said Dal Mil is 72 minutes. So one of Shlokish says Dal Mil, 72 minutes. That's where the number is coming from, is with Shlokish. Aleph. Second, Shlokish says over here, a chil between the Achilamu Etes and Achilo Muruba. What does that mean? So it's Machlokish on the page, Rashi places this, and the Taz B'Us brings it down, this Machlokish, that which one is Dal Mil? Is Dal Mil the Muruba or the Muetes? Shalom. That means Achilam Urubo says, Rashi, you have Dalmil, 72 minutes. So he says, no. That's not the shir. That's by the case of Muetes. That means over here, by Achilam Urubo, you have more than Dalmil. Asad Shani, what's Achilam Muetes? Rashi, that's less than Dalmil. Don't say, how much less? And so he said, no, that is Dalmil. So this is Machlokes, which one is Dalmil? Is Achilam Muetes or Achilam Urubo? That's in Rish Lakish. We come along, how do we pass? Machlokes of Yechonon and Shlokish. We pass like a Yechonon. Close man she'en erov, as long as you're not hungry. Now that's Losh of the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Tor, the Mechaber. As long as you're not hungry. What is that? What defines hunger? What shir is that? What does that mean over here? What does it mean practically? So again, let's divide two categories, the Achilam Urubo and the Achilam Uetes. What's first, what's Achilam Urubo? What do the words mean? The simple understanding means you're full. You sat on, you ate to your heart's content. That doesn't mean you stop. It means I'm finished. You didn't meal. There's more food than to eat. I'm full. I'm fine. That's a chilam uva. What's the zman over here? We're passing like a birchnon. Anytime you're not stop being hungry. What is that? What zman is that? So the person can come home and say the worst case scenario is 72 minutes. Why? Come look, Shulchan says he doesn't know what the shear is. I don't know what that means. But the Chalapach says, according to Shlokish, according to Rashi, it's 72 minutes. According to Taisus, it's more than 72 minutes. According to Bieshnus, it's more than Shlokish. So the worst case scenario, your heart's content, is 72 minutes. Therefore, they're being down. Yashiv, Shlomo Zalman, both of them choose that they themselves wrote, not hearsay. They wrote, we should be like at Chilah 72 minutes, like Chilah Merubah. Why? Because that's the number we know, and it could be more than that. I mean, sometimes you ask a person 90 minutes later, are you hungry? You're full, like, yeah. So, of course, you bench. If the person won't say, yeah, I'm not sure, maybe I'm hungry, fine. But the fact that sometimes you eat a lot, it could be 2 hours later, but also you bench. But again, but the getter, the Chatchila Paiskim say, is 72 minutes. Building Chalmud Rish Lakish in Rashi, which we go like Taishas and we go like Abirishna. Aleph.
Even if someone's hungry,
72
minutes?
Less 72 minutes, he's not hungry. They're not Chilam Muruba yet. They're in Chilam Muetes. Next level now. Now, what happens in the case of Chilam Muetes? Right. Now the person is not his heart content. That comes with Mogam Amitaz. So, what defines? I'm hungry even like the moment I finish eating. So what's the number by Chilam Muetes then? That's a hard thing to define. Now, the Chilam Muruba, it's at least 72 minutes, and people can tell me 2-3 hours. I can have that, no problem. You have 4 hours, it depends how much you ate. But Chilam Muetes, there's no way to define it. I'm hungry the moment I stop eating because I want to eat more. What's going to do in that case? So Mogavram says, you're right, you got to bench right away. You have to break off right away. Maisa, those go like this, the Sivis goes like this, the Graz, the Chayodah. I started showing the Kemal Mataz, you want to say no, you have 72 minutes. And Betzim, the Bialocha, Mishmua, the Bialocha, the Shaitzin, he says, not just the Taz, he passed that way, he says the Dakimoshi is clear that way, and the Eliyabo, and Mokuboy, Mitzvah Soli is a list. The Pesachim say that even by Mu'etzes, you have 72 minutes. He says, why? Because according to Rish Lakish, according to Taisus, it's Dalam Mil. Now Rashi, but Taisus is. And we go like a Bierchanon. And a Bierchanon says the Bialocha, Mistama, more than Rish Lakish. Now Mishmua, when it comes out, Be'iki is saying like this. Yes, you should do like the Mogav Ram, bench right away. You should. Not sure. But Loch Lamaiso, he says, we'll be sending upon the Taz and the Nakamosh and the Rabbah. Now 72 minutes. That means it comes out practically. The Loch is where the number 72 come from. Practically, we hold the Shas Ichul is 72 minutes. Where does Achila Merubo, Mitzah Maila Shibai, try to do within 72 minutes? Where does Achila Muetes, Mitzah Yeshu Min Lismok in 72 minutes? They come in two different avenues. One is a mile of 72, but even later, 2 hours, 3 hours. One was saying, Yeshua min lismach, and come, you should bench right away. But that's the number of 72. Next level, what about drinking? You only drink. Is that a less of a zman shir ichel? So there's a mishavuah, simakuf tzadi, which some people actually learned already, even though it's not out, shlok seder. But the simakuf tzadi over here, negates the sugya of Bechsa Moslem, you have a kais over here by benching. So there's a mishavuah, you drink the kais. You want to drink a second kais. So how much time do you have? So the Mishabu, you have to be very careful. The Shas Ichel by Shtia is much less. Any Shia Godel Tokach like Achilo. It's less of his man than Achilo. Shtia is less than Achilo. Therefore, if you want to drink Yain, say drink the second kais Miyad. So now we know that the Shas Ichel Shtia is less than Achilo. How much time do you have for that? You drink. People have time, they drink. How much time do you have? You brought off right now. So it's not clear, but the swarm mice like saying over, the illness is over a half hour. Mice, they embrace him as a truth about it. And there's a bracha this way, or Sharmu giving down that way, a half hour. Shas Ichel for Shtia, we're assuming it gives a half hour. Again, the Yeshua is coming from that number. Mishmua is not mice, not clear. Could argue what you're drinking is wine, other drinks, certain water seem to have less effect, wine seems to have more effect upon a person. But the swarm seems to go, the gives as a half hour. That means again, Shas Ichel, the get the bracha freno, the get our food is 72 minutes. Either mitzvah of Milo or Yeshua min Lismach, depends what level you ate beforehand. The Gedr Shtia, this man is a half hour. Now let's say a person is Mesopic, if he passes his man Ichul or not, whether he does not know the time, or maybe he starts feeling in his stomach, what's the halacha in that case? So there is a Rishon Letzion, that's the Orchaim HaKadosh, on the Sugya of Brachas. The Maisi Kamon wants Taina, a case of a Sophic, we can't make a Bracha. Maisi Lachor Shulman said, let's analyze it, it really depends. If the Gedr Shtia pass, that'll be right, so. Might sit that bench. I'm saying, can you get to other things? I cannot be so big, Shas Ichel. I can make a bracha point over here.
That means
more. Yeah, eat more and mention that. But yeah, there would be an, certainly be a milo in the case of a sulfur. It passes man, I'm not sure if there's a milo.
If somebody needs, let's say, a ruggler or something,
again, 72 minutes? He'll have 72 minutes, correct.
Even if he's hungry, he's going to be hungry. Right?
Again, that's a chilamu etes. The Mishabua says, he should not do that.
But
he should not smoke.
He
should not smoke.
But he said, but Rishon more, master.
But there is no, again, you're hungry the moment later. That's fact of the Bhagavad Gita. The Gemara says, I know, but the fact that Yechin is not, is, they're not giving two levels, only which Lakas does, he's saying on that. Vechitaz Bhagavad Gita, this question. So they're saying, says the Mishabur, yes, let's work 72. That, he's saying it. Now, discussing over here, the Shas Ichel the Geta Bracha
Achrayim. Case of 72 minutes.
What you're going to have to ask, what about the Geta Bracha Rishon?
Let's say, Achilim Etas after Achilim
Etas. If you finish your whole Suda, and then a half hour later you take a drink or you take a rice, and now it's another 72 minutes?
So it sounds like it's only still part of the Suda and it keeps going. Right? That's all one Achilim.
All the
Chasin
you discuss.
Well, it sounds like it's all one Indian. You asked Mike, what happened? You drank and you danced, now you're drained already. So no shot equal past. I hear it. I'm not sure what happened to the partner. That was your shot.
Every time you take another drink, it keeps extending
to that. The drink is a half hour, I said.
No, I'm saying, but
inside the
you're eating a long meal, what are you going to do?
By drinking, you'll have another half hour for it.
And by eating something, you've got to reset.
Mishmur says this, not me.
Resets.
Again, it doesn't make a difference. At this Umrubo, we have 72 minutes. The question is where it's coming from. We always have 72 minutes. Again, if you're always eating, no problem. Drinking,
you're moving away the food. You don't always have food.
You
something small. Things like that.
Mishmur says you always have 72 minutes.
Yeah, you always have 72 hours after the
food. If you're not anything, you have a problem.
Sorry. Things with past hours.
Drinking might be only half hour, I said, not 7 minutes. I think so. That's what it sounds like. Mishmo asked this question. What do you do with the Lum Suda? He says, well, this is one thing. Now, this halacha of Bracha Chorin is negated to. I'm sorry, Shas Ichel Negate Bracha Koina. What about Bracha Rishayna? Basically, the person who, for a Seder, sit down with his coffee and every 10 minutes take a sip over here and constantly go. The Bracha, he said, begin a Seder when he comes at 9:15 Bisman, and he goes till 1:15 to Mincha, and he has come in the oven. So nice and drinking here constantly every 10 minutes. Do you have to make a Bracha every 10 minutes or not? So we have a Mug of Rum over here, it's a contest, and it brings down, just like Shas Ichel passes. This man passes mitzvah the sugya of bracha achrayno. Who would give bracha rishayno? Bracha rishayno. The Maaseh that Eben Elisha says this idea of the Magen Avraham is divrei nevius. He quotes Rambam and says I feel a puzzle called an kula. He's no problem over here, and therefore the Mishmura brings out we'll get to that. And therefore the Mishmura says brings out Magen Avraham is mechamish this. He says how about divrei achrayno seem to disagree? How about achrayno disagree? And then he has machzah shekel and sevis and he gets brodim kiv eger. On the Magen Avraham, they're all Maaseh Paskin, not like the Magen Avraham. The law over here is that the idea of Bracha Rishon is different than Bracha Achrona. Bracha Achrona is to say thank you. If you still feel it, you say thank you. You don't feel it, it's just evil past, you don't say thank you. The idea of Bracha Rishon is Hezekadas. My plan constantly go drink it, no Hezekadas. And everyone did Shinim Mokum. No Hezekadas, the Bracha is called for Katzin's Zman over here. However, Mishmuv here is the Kod Gizayin is saying it's a locha that Bracha Achrona Rishona counts even though Shas Ichel passed. The locha in Sivkon Yud says the Mishnah Berurah that a person over here who went with Bayis to Bayis and over the Zman Ichel, the locha over here is what you're going to do. He says on the Amoitzi, the Bracha Rishona, you have to go make all over again. Right, the Mitzchah Sitzchok, the Chori is saying Shas Ichel only applies to Bracha Achrona, not Bracha Rishona. Sivkon Gizayin. Yen Sivkon Yud is saying it applies even to Bracha Rishona. It says, Dain Weiss and Shuvo, and the Svor is very simple, and my father is saying right now. The idea has to be dafka with das. That means sit down to drink your coffee and do seder with das. You go make bais labais and you had no das, so das doesn't work. It won't work. You need a klal of das. You have a das over here, and you have the idea of no hezka das. Then it applies to bracha rishon, not a case of bracha achrayno.
It's like how,
Yeah, you need both. Siyut, but you need both. Now, however, there's a bi'alocha tzimek of tzadi. He discusses over there as a sign factor why a person cannot do that usually. You can't do it, you can't drink all day constantly. He says, why? There's no bayah mitzad the sugya of eskadas and no shasichol. But where's your bracha chayno? You have to do a bracha chayno while you ate over here. And then he says, you cannot go do this, it's a bracha chayno. That means it comes out, you're drinking your coffee. If every time you have less than a shir of gezayis through seder, gezayis, well then maybe revias. But a gezayis, think about what shir gezayis over here, through seder, no problem. But if you have a shir revias one time, then to continue to say they're drinking based upon your revias, you end up losing maybe the over here, the shas ichol of your bracha chayno. You have a half hour, you drink your coffee, whoever makes you want to continue drinking your coffee, bracha yishan v'seder. What happened to your bracha chayno? Rishbu says that by default he speaks out in the Bialocha, you can't do this without a single bracha chayno. But then they point out, so what happens to Lala Seder? Lala Seder, we have a crisis. The first case, where's your bracha chayno? So everyone discusses the question of Bizman Azeh. Earlier they did discuss this, he had no problem. Bizman Azeh, everyone discussed it, Shomazal, Yashul, all the truth is about exactly where is your bracha chayno? And all Yechidim will try to rush through it, because otherwise you're Shasichel. You have 72 minutes. I'm going to argue this is Yain. You have a half hour over here. I said, where's your bracha chayno? How do you connect the bracha of Bar Pir Gofen to the next thing? That's bracha Yishayno. I said, where's your bracha chayno on your first case over here? So I know that those won't be machmer, those won't drink wine in between during the sage over here.
Same
case. Between the first guy and second guy, someone won't drink more wine.
From the same
case. Could be the same case, I don't know, maybe, yeah, same place. I'm not sure why that's so. Okay, maybe. The Meisim Shomazalman, Mitzvah Shomazalman, he brings down Aosu Kofay Dalit, and he brings down the Bialoch and Simkov Sadi, Rocha Fino, he brings down Mamish, this is Shalom, what to go do. What he said in Shuva, I know that Ilma is saying he was Machmer. The Maestro does not say that in Shuva. The Biashu does not seem to say that. The Maestro, what he himself writes, basically, not Nevi'im, but Nevi'im, he has a Chiddush over here. What's a Taino? Just like when a person, when he's eating, is being Mamshu the Sudo, I'm eating the Sudo, I'm saying that Godo, I'm saying Divetor over here, that the Isik, Lab Davkas, be eating food, I mean, doing the Seid over here. And he's extended, he wants to make a Chiddush over here, that takes away the Chsonim being Mitzirech Das. That extends one to another, and leave it as is. The answer is very schwach. What?
It's not das. It sounds das, though.
Somehow das and the chilik of the suda extends the zman, the idea of the no baya of bracha chorina, bracha
chorina. You don't feel it. It's a makum suda.
It does not seem to ma'akim with it since he's still being oisik in the suda. It's a chiddush. I'm saying a maskim, it's a chiddush. Ein zeh choshev hefzik. Even though even a shir ichel. The right side clearly in Shuvo, Sheichel pass, and not Nichol get a hefsek over here. And again, the terrace is a little bit shorter, Moscow. But Kai sold the Doris until Heinke Hak, I guess. That's what Kai always did. The Seder was not rush, wasn't half hour. Everyone had little students. What? But it doesn't, right? It's not done. It's not there. Question, why? It's a great question. Where's your bracha chayno? Fine, okay, now.
Let's go for that.
It's gone. You don't have it anyway. But the second cup, it's gone already. You don't even have the first cup anymore. Fine. Now, we get into this one. You say they did this because in the London Shiva of Shasichel is that what's the side of Shasichel? Is the side over here that we're thinking Kodesh Baruch Hu is for the fact that we Achilah Shiva, not Skarad. We're thinking Kodesh Baruch Hu for Nos Meyav for the fact that we're Seveo, the fact that Mosley, the food we have. Then the Chaznish, Chaznis Chakiro. Is he said over here besides the Achilah, besides the Sviya? What's Nafkmina? A couple of Nafkminas. One case they discuss, let's say a person is a guy. They come to Megar. So the last thing he does before he goes to Megar, he has his last cheeseburger. He has his last cheeseburger, he fills himself up, he goes to Mikra, comes out. Does he bench? See, anyone who's a guy. But he has money, he has a sphere right now. He has money, he's full right now. Do you have a key of benching in the rice over here? What? Says the Chadish on this case. He wants to find the ikiz the achilo and not the muzzle in the sviya. Then on this case, he says, the guy did not bench. A second nafkamina. We spoke out earlier, Kivay gets him a kupay hov. On the page, he discusses a weapon against the cotton. Before his bar mitzvah, he eats kidei sviya. Then at night, he is bar mitzvah. The question really is 2 points. Let's say he benched with the cotton. He benched over again, because then it was a rabban, now it's a deraisa. Or number two, when he benches now for zimun, is he nechal get a deraisa? Can he leave the zimun over here? Again, come on the chazanish, and he says, there's no din deraisa, the shtasa. Gregor, he said, sorachin lomai yisrael. Maybe a third nachmin they discussed, let's say a person ate, and then there was, let's say, Purim came out Friday, and then it came Friday night, and then he shared. Well, Purim is some of you share your food with everybody else afterwards, or at least in the bathroom. You share it, and it comes out. Now the question over here, is there a brichsa mosim on this? You could maybe argue, gets van the shalot, it's a nos karim, nos mayot. You may have a mice doesn't have it upon you, but your garden mice enjoyed it. Ulay, not totally zebeze. Maisa, there's a shari chub on the pages of the Mishkes, brings down the chidah. The inner maisa tanya's halacha is that it's not nichel in the category of benching. Because maisa, you lost the hinah, and therefore it's like he says, shasichel. It's mama shasichel.
If you threw up, you lose it?
You lose it, yeah. You come on the Benishchai, come on the Kavachayim, and the newest place can go, that throwing up is shasichel. It's not a sheni, it's a kolio, if you want years ago, and the Chanish also passing this way. He says, the mice, when you throw up, there's always something left. There always has something inside. Give a look for that. So I'm not clear. The mice are calling each other. The Imabina is calling the Kaliyo. The mice are calling back and forth. Not clear the argument. Or you can say, it really depends how much you throw up and how well you did the job. Right? If mice, if you go and go and go, there's nothing left. Or you just go up a little bit, something is left. You could argue, maybe the Matthias really depends how much you do not leave inside your body. Ula, Yishlog. Yeah. Cain's there. Usually we're talking now, hungry. Maybe a little bit later, but not right away. Cain's there. Cain's there. We don't make a bracha.
But
it's not a screen, yeah. I'm not a screen, yeah, but nah. We discussed then what is a bracha on? That's screen, that's my health. You make a bracha on whiskey? No, right? No, most people don't, right? But the last thing over here. Sifkon Aleph. The last thing over here is that when a person eats a bench, he has to have a shir kezayis. Now, the shell is kezayis, and there's a shir kebay over here, and there's a shir of kezay sviya. The way the Mishigur comes out, he said the kezayis is drabonon, sviya is deraiso. Agami brings down to the bialocha, the alirabashita from the fushainim, the bayis deraiso. Maestro, we don't pass this way. Mishmur is very clear that Gezayis is Drabonon and Sviya is Deraisa and not Kabeo. Now, they discuss interesting cases. Let's say a person, people can have Gezayis without Sviya. Can you have Sviya without Gezayis? Can you have Sviya without Gezayis? Well, two cases they have. One is, let's say you ate, pass, constantly, but with not Kadei Achilas Pras. Every 5 minutes, you have a Gezayis to pass.
Nice.
After an hour or two, you have Sviya without Gezayis. We'll make it a little more practical. You ate it less to share Gezayis, and you ate a bunch of things with it. I mean, basically, let's say by Shabbos meal, you washed, and the person gave you bread to eat. And some people, they eat a little bit of bread, and they eat a lot of other things. And they're full. Now, they're not sure they're benched or not. They have a Chiyah benching, they need a Gezayis. But there are Sevilla. What's the look in that case?
Sevilla doesn't have to be.
Why is it on the start?
That's the question over here.
Sevilla doesn't have to
be. That's part of the question. That's part of the question. So Shlomo Zalman, he wants a title on this case when they have less than a share of Gezayis pass, but yet all things are a bit starved. And whether, like you're saying, we saw Kuf Samaches, like Zaydi's saying over here, right? During a case where we saw it is a bit starved, in Shlomo Zalman, you have the benching. However, Moshe Tshuva, Narchan Chalkal, and Chalk Aleph, says no. You have to have a Gezayis of Pras. They are Chilas Pras. The best we read the Mitzchus Chinuch that way, it goes that way also. And therefore, the same Bracha Pras is not Moshe Zalman. It says a person has to have a Gezayis Pras. Therefore, they point out on Shabbos, people who do not have a Shir Gezayis, can even small shares, pretty simple. They go with a bigger Shir Gezayis, a lot of people eat bread, and they eat bread maybe through the meal, but they don't have bread of Kedei Achilles Pras, They have no dim bear samosa. Also, you have another thing you're saying. You're taking a bear from Tel Sadaim. Two different things. But there's a Maya and different, correct? People, the better on is always, besides the Sunday, the Mishabu and Simon Kufsam the Zayin, that says right away without talking, not only eat a little bit, share the Shia ready right away, Kazayas. Besides that.
The Shia of Kazayas, Kabay.
Instead of the Kazayas. Right away, besides that. Anyway, a person should have a gezayis or a kebeya beside the loch of. Otherwise, maybe you don't have to see the Shabbos. You make some muscles of brachal batol over here, so the Moshe. Now, if you go to the smaller shares, it's much easier to get the gezayis. Bigger shares, it's harder. Let's say the other way. You had a share gezayis to pass. You had 100%, but you had a sviya with other things. Is it benching now, deraisa or drabon? Now, come in my case of a sophic. So, myself over here, the mishmur be done a prima godum. One says the Maisa it's not mitzvah and therefore it's not a din deraisa. Slach and the sugi goes this way. Tashen and Moshe and Shuva Chalak Sadek don't want to argue. The Bialach when he brings it down, he wants to say the whole machlokes is only case when you had a pass and you ate other things. Let's say it's being malach for the pass. The Lekulei Amar wants to say even the Prima Gadol agrees it's nichle get a tziruf. The Gadol is nichle get a svi over here. Maisa past year we learned. From Simon Kufsam Zayin, the Simon Reish Tezvav straight, except for missing two Simonim. Kufayin, Kufayin, hey. We at Bezer Shem, for the Tzibor, we're going to have a test a couple weeks Chazorah, and then a test at the end of Elzman. Now, to start doing Chazorah is better to start now. It takes time. If you don't do Chazorah, it's not just Kabbal, I'm not doing Chazorah, it's partial waste of a year. Because if you don't do Chazorah, you're not going to retain. You find me a better eater, not do Chazorah, to remember things, please tell me. Otherwise, you have to Chazorah. The better time, the correct time, is Yabbein Hazmanim right now. So it comes out, I counted the pages, there's 126 Amudim that we learned. 126 Amudim that we learned already. That means, Yabbein Hazmanim, if you do 6 Amudim, 3 blad a day.
Double sided or one sided?
Omid, not Dafin. Omid. No, that's. No.
What does that mean? Double, this is one or this is one?
126 Amudim. That means 6 Amudim a day, 3 Daf a day.
3
Daf a day.
Including
Friday
Shabbos.
What's your question?
Clear.
No.
3 Daf a day. You might say,
again?
Yeah.
No. First, the get to Ben Hazmanim. First, in Eitzah to learn Ben Hazmanim is number one. You get a chavrusa. I know everyone has kavana to always learn Ben Hazmanim. They're going to put it all the time. You don't get a chavrusa. Work a day or two till you find excuse. Till your wife finds excuse. Kids find excuse. And it's like you know we always learn shots on the airplane. It's one of the things that we always plan. Never happens. Basically, you have to get a chavrusa. That's aleph. Second, in the Bnei Yeshiva and Bnei Torah. They learn first Seder with Derech Klal. Yeshivas, Bekolias are full first Seder. The Mi over here, Beis Shai, Beis Shalom, they have Katmir in the afternoon or at night. The Beis Medrashes are full. Maybe this place might be closed, I'm not sure. Bekolias, wherever you are, it's first Seder that learns. And the way there are different Gedolim have different letters. Their first Seder, Rebbe Chaim Shlomo Levinstein, the Steichen sign, or Shach sign, they learn a couple of hours first Seder. They are going to write 4 hours because that's what first Seder is. That's you learn minus about 4 hours. Or whatever first Seder you put in with Chavusa. Don't have chavrusa, it's not going to happen. You have to put in the first Seder. Now, to make a schedule, everyone should make their own schedule, their own pace. If not, you do the way how to go do chazara, I found, Bader Klal, if you learn it well correctly the first time, if you do Tor, Mechaber Ramo, and then if you want the Behetim, which is the Skum of the Taz and Mokavra, and the Mishabura, it goes. That means Behetim if you want. But that's a big tour. If you want the Behetiv, also you want the Bialochas. But to do, again, 3 blad a day, putting a first aid is very simple.
3 blad of
Mishabur. Very simple. You got tour, Mechabra Mo.
What tour?
No, without Beis Aishav. Tour. I found it's Kedai. I don't know. Fine. I found it's Kedai to go tour, Mechabra Mo, Mishnah Berurah. I found the Mikdai without Beis Yosef. That ties the Makar Rav. If you want to see the point ties the Makar Rav, usually in the Mishnah Berurah, but can I see Berry if you have time?
I'm only going back into the Sugi. You spend more time on that the second time.
It's again, each one answers. I'm just trying to be helpful. Everyone obviously to make their own pace and own schedule. I was once by schooled by Arya Finkel to tell, and he says you have to realize by a night by Mayrev the first thing what?
Yotzeit.
So he once said the first thing we do at night, right? It starts night and then day. The first thing we do, the first bracha we say, we give shvachot because bracha is besadis gichosim. He makes order, he gives seder, he has a plan. He's a man with a plan. He's beside the things. That's the first thing Shvach Takosh Baruch. You have Ben Azman. First thing I do is Masadu. Get a Chavrusel. Set your pace that you want. How exactly you'll learn. This is what we do every day. If you have to go somewhere, you learn on the phone. Today we have all the technology. What to go do over here. First thing, you'll be a man with a plan. Masadu is a Chavrusel. That's what you have to go do. Then you might have a chance. And then it's that I know a lot of people say Machshava Kamaisa, why do it? No. Then you have a chance. Then you have a chance. Otherwise, if you did not have a schedule, a plan, a chavrusa, it's chaval. And not chaval just in these 3 weeks, and not just in Elzman. That's because you just want to get a smicha and a call for your parents. It's chaval the whole year. Again, Brock's one of the things that we have to know by now. I assume I confuse everyone more than enough. Maisa, they realize there's so much we don't know. There's so much we don't understand, and we have to acquire and put it inside our lives, into our livelihood that we are. So this is the Zman. This is your time. Bnei Torah, Bnei Shiva, anyone's here right now, as Machshav Torah. Today's the last day here in Mamash, Gavad Gvoskos. So let's be Mamashav, continue. Again, that means today you have time to call your chaver, your friend, find a place, find an area, don't learn at home. You might say, learn in a set area, a set place, with chaverim, it'll be the Kol Torah, Yishmak. And with that, Takin Bizercha to Korele Moiv. Medishim, at the end of Seder today, will be the covered Tisha B'Av, the Loch of the Gate, when Tisha B'Av comes down and watch Shabbos.